How has Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter helped move the city forward or backward over his 7 years in office? And what kind of problems will Philadelphia's next mayor, elected this year, face? That's what we're exploring in our new series, The Philly Index. And in today's installment, Holly Otterbein looks at whether Nutter was able to get the city's crowded prisons under control.
When Mayor Michael Nutter first took office, more than 9,000 inmates jammed Philadelphia's prison system on a daily basis. That's 2,500 people over capacity.
We incarcerate far too many people. It costs us a huge amount of money unnecessarily.
David Rudofsky is a civil rights lawyer based in Philadelphia. He says there's been a human cost to the city's crowded jails, too.
You've got to envision what it is to be three persons in a very, very small cell. The person sitting on the floor, his head is about 6 inches from the toilet. There's no room for anybody to move in that cell. We have documented cases where people are not provided adequate medical care because the numbers of inmates are too high.
So has Nutter been able to get the city's crowded jails under control? Early in his tenure, the prison population started falling dramatically. By the beginning of 2011, the number of inmates fell to just below 7,700. Still slightly over capacity, but much better. Tom Innes is an attorney in the Philadelphia Public Defenders Association, which has a history of pulling no punches with Nutter. And even he says the mayor deserves a lot of credit for reining in the prison population early on.
When Mayor Nutter came in, he put into place one person after the next that have just done a lot of innovative thinking about how to get people out of jail, getting into the weeds in terms of who is in jail. So to get an idea of why are they in jail? Do they need to be in jail? Can we figure out ways to get them out of jail without risking the safety of the community?
Criminal justice experts say other factors contributed to the drop. From District Attorney Seth Williams' so-called smart-on-crime approach to a change in Pennsylvania law that sent inmates with longer sentences to state prison instead of city jails. Beginning in mid-2011, though, the city's jail population started to creep up again. Throughout 2013, the prison system was about 2,500 inmates over capacity. Experts say this happened for two reasons. First, Philadelphia created a bench warrant court to crack down on fugitives. And second, to fight the city's gun violence epidemic, Nutter asked the courts to set higher bails for suspects found with illegal guns. Everett Gillison is Nutter's chief of staff.
It caused a spike in the number of people that were being held in jail. But we were willing to trade that particular piece in order to make sure that we would bring down the incidences on the street of people getting shot and or people getting killed. The year later, we had the lowest number of homicides in the city's almost 40 or 50 year history.
But Innes of the Public Defenders Association says setting higher bails for those charged but not yet found guilty of possessing illegal guns is unlawful.
I don't think that the state of Pennsylvania or the city of Philadelphia has gotten that. They don't get it. It's not constitutional to set bail only to punish people for being arrested.
Over the past year, the prison population has dropped somewhat. But as of this December, Philly's jails were still 1,700 inmates over capacity. This year, city officials expect to spend more than $240 million on the prison system. Rudofsky, the civil rights lawyer, has sued the city government multiple times during the last few decades over its crowded jails. That record doesn't make him optimistic about what the city's next mayor will do to bring down the population, given the messages candidates use to gain votes.
Re-elect me, I'll lock up as many people as I can. The only way to keep us safe is to lock up a lot of people for a long time. I mean, that's the message that politicians love to run on. And so for someone to buck that trend would be pretty unusual.
But Ed McCann, the city's first assistant district attorney, is more optimistic that the new mayor could make a difference if they take a serious look at the impact of the war on drugs on the city's prison population.
You know, having been at this for 25 years, I really have a viewpoint that there needs to be at least a conversation about the way we prosecute, investigate, arrest on the narcotics cases. I don't think anybody's necessarily afraid of the conversation or not willing to have it. I think it's more a product of people's day-to-day getting in the way of taking a look at the long view. So that could be something that you know, whoever takes over for Mayor Nutter should really think about.
Whether they do will have a big impact on prisoners and taxpayers alike. I'm Holly Otterbein.